Welcome to the Commandersmiths.
We are the Commandersmiths.
I'm Adam Smith.
I'm Latery Smith.
Don't worry.
We're cousins.
This is fucking weird. Okay, so just...
Tech sucks, by the way.
We've had two instances this week of everything messing up. So people that are on live, make sure to let us know that you can hear us because... This is fucking stupid. Streamlabs was, it updated itself. It fucked everything up. Now I can't hear the bits anymore. Like what Lowry normally can't hear, like the openers and all that stuff, but I need that to cue me into what next button to hit. Well, it's just, I don't know. That's not what the problem was. It wouldn't let us log into our account. So we just basically sat for about a half
an
hour.
Then we got in and then it was squished.
It was like
squeezed.
Oh,
mine was long and short, and yours tall and wide.
I wish.
Look, I'm not comparing.
I want
that.
The long. I'm the long and short. I'm normal. I wish I had the chodiness. Oh my gosh! No. So yeah, this is. I'm glad we got this in. I'm glad it ended up all working out because we were at the point of I was just like, "Fuck it, we're doing it tomorrow. This sucks."
We're not doing it live.
We're not doing it live. So yeah, this is episode 319. And after all that shenanigans, Lowry, what do we have in store for this episode today?
Right. Thunder Junction's coming out here soon. I guess it releases on like the 19th. So it's, you know, two and a half weeks away. But it's Cowboy Set. We are going to talk about our Fae 5 Legends from the set. There is enough of them out that we can at least make a list. I'm fairly sure that... most of it's out. I don't.
Yeah, there might be more legends later, but yeah. There's enough legends in this already that I'm like, I'm happy with my five. I was gonna say I got more than five, but there is ones that I know that you kind of you did your little dibs on. Right. That I was like,
you better not take my dibs.
Should I do it right away?
No.
So
we got a Fae 5 today. Savant. Who is trying to stump me?
Our stumper is Arch Chaos 15.
Oh, scary.
Yep. So this is week 5. So, we got everything figured out. So it is the Trouble in Pairs Legolas, the foil guy there of the proxy, and then the Meticulous Archive in foil. So the Surveil white blue land there. So those are the prizes right now. Very nice. If Lowry doesn't get stumped this week and doesn't get stumped next week, then we'll add another card to the ante. So make sure you guys get your suggestions in.
Just keep giving me easy ones, and then I'll get there. Just like last week.
We've never gotten to four, right? We've only gotten to three, and when you've gotten to three...
I instantly lose, and it's like, Nick gets the cards, I guess.
Yeah.
And then also we have the first round tournament results of game-winning cards.
Oh, so you stopped in a weird spot there.
Well.
Really happy cards. So, yeah. It's
really happy.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting first time for something in this. So I'll let you know when we get to that part. Because there's something that
I'm assuming number one got beat.
There's something that hasn't happened before in a first round. So I'm pretty sure of that. So
there's a tie.
I would have announced that voting, but yeah, no, there wasn't a tie, but you'll see here coming up. So yeah, we got April Fool's Day. That's why we were late, guys. It's a big joke. This is our joke.
OBS played a joke on us. Sons of guns.
What did you read something? You're like, the person basically had what was going on. You're like, I was supposed to go live an hour ago and I can't do this. I'm like, that's fucking us right now. That's exactly what's happening right now.
I have an hour from stream. I'm just going to build everything and go from there. Just like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Adam works really hard on this whole layout thing. And
yeah. If we had to start from scratch, that's where I was like, nope, we're doing this tomorrow.
Not tonight.
I'm going to call some customer service and they're going to get our stuff back. Cause there's too much. This took too long to get all this shit together. Yeah. So, all right. So, I do have one. I did a kind of a funny April Fool's joke, I guess, on the boys today. I don't like to do that very much, but I did do
either.
Mine was we were getting ready for school and I was like, hey, boys, after school today, we have to go to church for 3 hours. And they're like, what? I was like, yeah, we decided that we are now going to be religious and we missed Easter. So we have to catch up and we got to go 3 hours. And their faces were just like, no, because we're pretty open with talking them. Like we want them. We are open, not saying we say this is what we believe, you know. You know, but we don't go, you need to believe this, or we want it open, you know. So they're very adamant about, you know, whatever. And so the devastation on their face, and because they recently went to a wedding that was, you know, very what's the long weddings? Is it? It's not Lutheran. It's
that's Catholic.
Catholic. Yeah, it was Catholic. A Catholic, and they're just like, oh my gosh, this is so boring.
Was it a full mat?
No, like, no, they didn't do it all wasn't that, a full which mat. Is good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, so then I was just like, April Fools, and the relief that came over their face was pretty funny. So that's my only April Fools. I don't like to do it too much because then it just turns into, I don't know, it's just, I don't like April Fools. You get fooled. Like, I don't know.
I agree. I'm not a big, like, I'm a trustworthy like I trust things. And so today, like I woke up, saw a couple of the cards that were, I mean, they're funny joke ones.
Yeah.
But you also are just like, no social media today. I do not care for any of this.
Number two brought up, but I don't think that was April Fool's where I got fooled by one of those fake accounts for,
but yeah,
early on. And then, so April Fool, like just being on anything is just dumb at this point during the day. And the other part is reason I want to do it is my boys, especially Drake, will take part in doing like stepping up the level. And, you know, he loves that. And I'm like, I don't want to encourage it because he'll prank the shit out of me and I will not be happy. So
you're going to have like, you're going to get tarred and feathered while walking through a door.
He's going to do the whole, Home Alone thing, you know, all the Legos and micro machines on the floor.
Then come down, swing you in the face.
Gets all the ornaments out. So I step on those and then, blowtorch my head. Yeah. That's, I could see all that.
I think the real problem sounds like you're having him watch Home Alone and it's not April Fool's.
You can watch that. Isn't that a movie you can watch any time of the year?
No. No, I'm just kidding. It's only Christmas, apparently.
No, I know. I was making the joke about our debate about Die Hard and how you can tell that that's not a Christmas movie. All right, we're not getting started with that. You look like you're about to fight somebody there. really quick, we do have Guys Weekend coming up. So we're going to have some Commander stories next week when we get back from Lutzen. So that should be a lot of fun. You're working on a deck that's like 400 some cards.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, so I started off with 450 cards, no lands added at that point. I'm down.
So if you were to add lands, how many would you add to 450? Would you
at least 50 lands at that point?
Only 50?
Get up to 100. No. Oh, you mean like a deck of
450? If you were to make a deck of 450,
I'm down to around 300. 12. I got to, or maybe
150.
I don't know. I got to cut like another 150, 200 cards before I even try and stream this. I'm going to aim for Wednesday night.
There we go.
It's the energy.
The gal that was the artifacts stuff.
Dr.
Right?
Madison Lee. Yeah. So artifacts and energy into, and it's going to be bobblehead themed. So all the seven bobbleheads, and then I'm going to try and copy it and do energy stuff. And there's a lot. It was a long string of lists that I was texting you, and damage and proliferation.
Oh,
and
yeah. There was so many things you had on that.
There's just
I'll be interested to see where you get this one, and you're going to try to have it potentially ready for this weekend.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for Wednesday. I'm not making any promises if I'm going to stream it or not, but if I get to a reasonable number, like 150, then I'm just going to roll with it. We'll hopefully some of y'all can help me.
What did you get down to? Did you say?
I'm in the 300s.
And the funny thing is when you first texted me, you're like, so many cards. I was like, welcome to my world. And you're like, 400 cards without land, 450 without land. I was like, oh, never mind. You're way past what I get.
Let's yeah, no, my brain was mush trying to cut stuff down. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Why didn't I pull did twice as many cards as I normally do?
Did you have
do.
The stack then? Are all those piles sitting there?
Yeah,
like,
man.
You have the piles of that's crazy. How do you even sort through that? I feel like that would take like...
These are all still in there.
No lands.
This is no lands.
All right. So you guys tune in potentially on Wednesday for that fun debacle, because that'll be, you guys will be able to help cut a lot of cards on that.
This
you
is everything I cut today.
Holy shit.
Right.
That's like two decks
this
worth
is
right
stupid.
There.
What am I doing?
You right. love magic. It's okay. I you do. Like building decks. This You're is right. probably your most You're difficult right. one that you've built. Not difficult, but the biggest cuts by far right. of decks we've done. So right. nice.
So if it's going to yeah. be done, it'll be... I guess I could potentially go Thursday, but that's not... I'm aiming to be packing
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Because, yeah, you're trying to leave bright and early on Friday, right? Yes, get up to Lutzen, get some cards playing, all that stuff. So, yeah. Well, since we're starting that, let's just get into the tags and get right to the episode since we were late anyways. Yep. There are four ways to support the Commander Smiths. You guys can support us by, one, becoming a patron. $1 gets you into the Discord. If you move up in the tiers, $5 gets you proxies. You move even higher, you can get foil proxies. Biggest thing is you get notified that we are going to be late. Like, if you were waiting on YouTube and you're not already a patron or whatever, if you are a patron and on the Discord, you'll know that, hey, we're having problems or whatever, or when our videos launch. We basically communicate all through there. We don't communicate really much anywhere else. So really, I mean, we do communicate on YouTube. Let me take that back. That'll be our other spot that we communicate, but on a multiple times a day, daily basis, all the time, we're on Discord and lots of people are on there chatting and everything like that. The other way you guys can support the Commander Smiths, I'm saying it in like third person. Is that like third person if I'm saying us? But it's not me third person. Is that like third persons? You get what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yes, but I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, the other way you can support us is to donate on the live stream. As you can see, we have that Milordo meter right there. It's still at that $10. And what is what is our drink? The Malort is,
I don't know.
I wrote it down last week. 318. Where's the Malorto meter? It is, shoot, where did I write it down? Whatever. It has a lot of stuff in it. And yeah. if we hit that $100
juice, orange juice,
coconut milk
cream
or whatever. Malort. Yeah. As long as we aren't in the last segment, we will drink that whole drink. So it's to three shots of Malort and then whatever else is in there. So every time you guys donate, that meter will go up anytime we're live. So that is a financial way to support the show. So it's also making us do some things there. The other way is to watch us on YouTube. So if you get a chance, if you have a choice to watch us or listen to us, watch us on YouTube. That helps us out. Watch our content, like Lowry's deck that he's going to be doing on Wednesday. Also had some stuff last week. We had curated MTG. What was your curated MTG last week? Oh, it was the one that you got to redo.
I took it down because I was wrong. So if you saw the liability curated on Friday, that was wrong. I'll maybe redo it. But it has to be coming from play, not from anywhere. And I, for some reason,
just that part.
You know, I've made like 5 mistakes out of 250 videos, so
it's sue me. At least that. I think you're way over that. I think you hit 300 a while back.
Did I?
So curated MTG, those are shorts there. You got to make sure to watch those all the way through. Give them a like. That helps us out the most. We're also on TikTok and Instagram there for those videos. Any of the shorter videos, hit both those spots as well. I did do a couple proxy times. So we had the proxy video hit last week with the proxies from last month. And then also my kids wanted to make their own proxies. So I told them cards. I'm like, hey, I need, like Zico's like, I need rats. I need a bunch of rats. And so he looked up how to draw videos and did some drawings and colored them in. And then I took that and used a cool background that I got from using the AI stuff. And then I made this whole thing You can watch the fast forward videos. Those are really fun to watch because they go really quick. You can see how I go through and do the whole thing. So those are both up there. And the Surveil Lands. The Surveil Lands, the first five hit for this last week. So, and then all the last stuff. Place. All the last place. Okay. We got to go card preview here. So I'm going to show this. All right. So the last place is to jump on the store. Now there's a little bit of an announcement here. The store, you can get stuff on there. We got our t-shirts and mugs and metal tokens. But the thing that just hit today is our new play mats. This is a little off center here. Let me move this off a little bit. There we go. So our new play mats here. And actually, I have one right here. I wanted to wait till we got them actually in hand. So these are the new play mats. It has Lowry and I on there. You can see the little Malort symbol here. Lowry with his hairy heart chest. If you really zoom in on that, it's in the shape of a heart, which is very sexy right there.
Yeah.
The other thing is like it has a little bit of the inside bits with us because it has the Yavimaya, you know, hashtag Team Forest Walk with these trees in the background are the Yavimaya trees. And then if you check out the Urza's Lands, that landscape, which I use for the proxy to make Urza's Saga into, that's all these back here. You got Urza's Tower, Urza's Mine, Urza's Power Plant, all that. Is all in here. So it's a mix of Yavimaya and Urza's. So it fits really well with it. So right now those are up for sale. Currently there's a limited supply, but we can order more. So you guys can jump on there. Again, we still have that. If you spend over $100, you do get that bonus prototype metal commander holder with the Garuk on the backside and all that. And your commander fits there. So, okay, those are everywhere. That's everything. That's how you guys can support us. That's how you can do all that fun stuff. And then you can email us at commandersmith@gmail.com and, you know, X and whatever. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Jeweled Lotus. Jeweled Lotus would be your playmat there, Renshai.
Yeah, that'd be your playmat, Renshai.
Just a Jeweled Lotus.
A double or a triple Jeweled Lotus.
Since we're right here, why don't we get into the polls? So the tournament. Should we start with the tournament and then get to our...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Sounds good.
Okay, yeah, we didn't get time to actually chat about that beforehand, but let's jump over here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Okay, so we have the, what is our tournament? It is the game winning, or what do we call it? It is,
yeah,
I'm brain farting.
Win the game tournament.
There we go. You win the game tournament. Okay, so... The thing, what do you think the thing is that has happened that hasn't happened before in any of our tournaments?
I'm afraid of the number one seed losing.
You are correct. No, I'm just kidding. No. The thing that has happened in this tournament, or yeah, go ahead, take another guess.
Adam has lost every... Everyone, it's only mine left.
No, the thing that this is surprising is the thing that happened in this tournament was I don't think this has happened before. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just, my memory is bad. Every top seed won.
Oh,
every single one in the first round. I think we've had one upset. We normally have like one or two upsets.
Agreed.
This one, so I'm giving away everything here. But every top seed won, and they won handily. So this is not like crazy here. So you had Revel and Riches, which was an 8 seed, taking out Jace.
Okay.
With 74% of the votes.
Not even close then.
Yeah. Lab Man took out Trick, whatever that one is, the Trick, whatever.
Give me a file.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't even read.
76. percent of the votes. That isn't even the biggest winner. The biggest winner is coming up here in a little bit. So the battle of the win the game with life went to Feldar Sovereign. Thank you. Thank you.
Can't even
Beat out the Test of Endurance with 73% of the votes. Then you had, this is probably our closest, I think.
Well, that's not even close. Yeah.
Yeah, this is our closest one. So Mechanized Production took out Halo Fountain. And this was our biggest blowout. Approach of the Second Sun took out Helix Pinnacle at 78%. And then Simic Ascendancy won 66% over Liliana's contract.
Okay.
And then we get to the big dogs, which Hellkite Tyrant only won 66% of the votes over Maze's End.
Have people and like
the number one seed, Thassa's Thoracle, went 77% over Chance Encounter. Mm-hmm. So our matchups for this coming week, which I will do two a day. So I'll do two tomorrow and two on Wednesday. Thassa's Oracle, Thoracle will go against Revel in Riches. I think that's a pretty good matchup right there.
Should be decent.
The number two overall pick, Hellkite Tyrant, will go against Labman.
I think that'll be a good one too.
Yep, that'll be good. And then our number three, which will be Simic Ascendancy, is going against Feldar. What was it? Guardian? No.
Sovereign.
Sovereign, sorry. Yep. I'm not at it right now. I only write down the first word. So that one should be interesting. I think
that should be
Feldar.
That's
might,
it right there.
Nope. And then the last one is Approach of the Second Sun over Mechanized Production.
I think those are all good matchups. That'll be fun to see where it goes. Other than Thassa's Oracle is going to whoop.
So, oh, come on.
People felt dirty and they know that it's just better.
There's it's two. Just, there's two mills still left in it. One of your mill went down out of your three drafted.
It's like fantasy football and just picking all Vikings players. Yeah, and like right. Every once in a while, you'll get a win, but not everybody has to win.
Yeah. The Approach of the Second Sun is the highest that won is going against the lowest, which was Mechanized. So that should be an interesting. I don't think it'll go hand in hand, obviously. Right. But that's the two that are going there. Hellkite against Labman. That'll be a really good indicator of if it can beat Labman. If it does, then it has a good chance against Thassa's. If it doesn't, obviously, then people are just all about the mill. So I don't know. Let's see. Where do you predict? Where if you were to predict, where do you think the four are going to go? Who's going to move on? Thassa's and Revel.
I think it might be the top seeds again.
You think so? So yeah. you would think it's.
I think the weakest one's probably Simic Ascendancy.
Yeah, and that's a three seed though.
Is that against Revel?
No, that's against Feldar.
Against Feldar. Yeah, I think that has the potential for an upset.
Yeah, that'd be the only upset there. Labman's a seven. I think that has a chance of Hellkite potentially. Hellkite was closer than I thought against Maze. Like Maze, I thought was gonna get killed because it's just like you're dealing with yeah. It's like you're only dealing with the gates and all that stuff. So it's like you only have one deck. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it only fits in that. Whereas like mill, you have all these different mill decks and all that stuff.
I think the only one that's really certain is Thassa's Oracle is probably going to win that one.
You're so cocky.
No,
Revel in Riches is so good.
It's not. It is, but it isn't.
It's not. All right. Okay. Let's get to. How are we gonna do? That's right. I gotta do the old
clean.
Five commander cards. All right. Okay. Shit, here we go.
What does Scryfall do to all those?
Oh, what'd they do? April Fools. Yeah, it's April Fools.
April Fools or something.
Yeah, that's totally what it is. That is kind of funny, though. I wonder if it pops up like that. It does.
That's a great chaos confetti.
What is this little guy? Oh, cute. All right. Okay. You got the first pick on the tournament. So I want to have the first pick here and I'm going to steal yours. No, I'm just kidding. Because that is going to be
son of a gun.
No, I'm not going to. Okay. So how this is, how this works is we are picking each of us don't know each other's. We are picking our favorite five commanders out of, what is this set again? It is
Thunder Junction.
Thunder Junction, but it's Outlaws of Thunder Junction. I always forget the Outlaws part.
I will.
Okay, so we do have the commanders from the commander deck, but we don't have all the cards. We don't know anything else in those commander decks. So there could be more here, but as of what is being shown at this point, this is all, this is what we're going, right? There's, they showed, I saw the commander ones.
No, you're right. I was just wondering, did you, is that in a separate section? I probably missed those.
Well, I didn't pick any of them just so, you know, they didn't stand out to me like I really wanted those.
Okay.
So the first thing, I'll just kind of go, I don't remember which one I like the best.
You going 1 through 5 or 5 through 1?
No,
I
can't remember which ones were which. I'm just going with ones I like there. Okay, so I'm going to go with Rakdos, the Muscle.
All right.
This is the 2/2 black and a red. It is a demon mercenary, 6/5. Flying Trample, whenever you sacrifice another creature, exile cards equal to its mana value from the top of target player's library. So you could do yourself, you could do opponents. Until your next end step, you may play those cards, and mana of any color can be spent to cast those spells. And then it has sacrifice another creature. Rakdos gains indestructible until end of turn. Tap it, activate this only once each turn. So this one seems interesting. I'm not saying it's my favorite. It's just the one that was at the top of my list. Or the first one I wrote down, I should say. So the cool thing is you can sacrifice at any time. You only can do it once. And if you do it before you attack with him, if it's on your turn, then you lose attacking with him because it's going to be tapping. But the thing is you're milling or exiling, I should say, and then being able to play other people's stuff, or you can do it off of your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to fuck around with other people's stuff in this point or in this section. I think I would play with creatures that have obviously high CMC with it. So you can get as many as you can in there, but, or have sacrifice effects that you can gain bonuses from.
Sneak Attack and Purphoros seem solid here, where you're cheating in something really big.
Yeah.
Or reanimating something, or having something come back.
Or Ilharg doing that there. Yeah. Throwing that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's a good idea there too. Maybe that's what that bronze Purphoros, the one that does the Ilharg thing, like you were saying there.
It could kind of change into this.
Yeah. So that seems like it could be kind of fun. I think... Off the list, this is probably my least favorite, so it's probably good that I showed this one first, because that'd be my 5. But I think it's fun. I think there's a lot of things you can do with it. I like that it protects itself by sacrificing, at the very least, sacrificing a creature, and you're getting a bonus off of sacrificing, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and it is, I just want to make sure on this. You may play those cards. So if it is a land, if you do it to yourself, you can play the land. It's not casting. It's play those cards until your end of your next turn. So you get another turn off of that. And you can do this on other people's turn, saying once each turn. It's not just at sorcery speed or only on your turn. So you can do it on other people's turn when people are trying to kill this. It has protection built in on it. And it's a 6/5. So there's a lot going on there. So, So I think this will be kind of fun. What is your first one? You might as well get that one out of the way just because... You don't want me to steal
that. Riku of Many Paths.
Yeah.
So this is a red and a green and a blue, and I need you to get there.
Yep, I am getting it. Yep, there we go. This one's pretty sweet.
Red,
I like this
green,
one a lot.
And blue for a 3/3 human wizard. Riku's coming back from the original Commander product. Pretty excited for that because I really enjoyed the first iteration of him. But whenever you cast a modal spell, choose up to X, where X is the number of times you choose a mode for that spell. And so basically, as number two was discussing it in the Discord, there's a difference between modal cards and modal spells. And so like flip cards, where you can choose which one, those are modal cards. But modal spells are something that state choose one or more, and then they kind of have the dashes so like there separating them.
Sublime Epiphany. Well, this is a modal card right
this
here.
This is a modal card, but it's not not necessarily a spell, because you're casting it, you're not choosing anything. And so basically, but if you cast a modal spell, exile the top card of your library until end of turn, until the end of your next turn, you may play it, or put a 1/1 counter on Riku and it gains trample until end of turn, or create a 1/1 blue creature token with flying. And so basically, if you have like any of those commands and you're choosing three of them, you'll be able to choose all three of these. Mm. Now, if it's Sublime Epiphany where there's like six choices, you only get three choices Riku. So I can't choose like 1/1 counter, 1/1 counter, 1/1 counter. You can't load up on one. It's kind of like separating them. So, but if you cast a bunch of mono spells, you can redo it. It's just once per time you cast a mono spell.
So this seems so fun. Like, I think this is going to be a lot of fun to do because we like mode spells in general. Like, that's our bread and butter with spells, is like having the options of, and the set is just chock full of mode spells. Yeah. So you're getting a new, lot more.
And like I said, there's commands, wills, charms. Those are the big ones that you can be looking at for modal spells. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm already pulling cards for it, so this will be ready. The week it comes out, I'll be building this on live on stream.
Nice.
So look out for that.
Oh, good for you.
Would it have been funny if I had just picked this one right away?
I would have been upset.
All right. My next one in no particular order, but I'm just going off of when I wrote them down and then I marked whatever next to them. Okay, so it's going to be the new Vraska. Vraska the Silencer. Come on, pull up. And this is one colorless, one black, one green Gorgon Assassin. It's a 3/3 death touch. Whenever a non-token creature an opponent controls dies, you may pay one. If you do, return that card to the battlefield tapped and under your control. It's a treasure artifact with tap, sacrifices, you know, they give you one mana. Yep. But then it loses all other card types. So it still maintains what that card is. Like, if it has abilities or anything that would tap abilities, anything that's on the card, except for if it's a creature, well, it is a creature. Hmm. It just isn't a creature anymore. So you lose all that. It's a treasure.
It's a treasure.
I think this is kind of cool because this is going to be annoying, but I feel like this is a great Wrath of God type of commander, because you wipe the board, tap 1/1/1/1, pick out the ones that are hitting the graveyard and they come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're stealing everybody else's stuff, their treasure. So at the very least, you're getting ramp built back into it. True. And you just keep annihilating everybody else's stuff. Make it kind of cheap. That's why I was thinking board wipes actually would be really fun in this, because you don't need to spend much. You do a damnation, wipe the board, and then you only paid four and you have, you know, three or four mana open.
And so any static abilities would still stick around. Any activated abilities should still stick around.
Yeah. So I think this one could be kind of fun. It's the winning part is going to be hard because you're stealing from everybody else.
Yeah.
And that, depending on other people's stuff to kill them, is especially when they're not creatures anymore. You know,
there's a card similar to this that has them come into play as enchantments and they lose all their abilities. And that's like seven mana. I want to say it's green, black, white from Commander Legends, Baldur's Gate. Like, the difference between seven mana and this at three is ridiculous. And that's turned them into enchantments. And it was an interesting card, but it's hard to do much with a seven mana commander.
Right. Whereas this, it gets killed once and then you're not doing it again.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. You can,
And they're turning into ramp, you know, essentially. So they kill Vraska. You can use those eventually if you need to bring her back out and all that. So this one I might actually build and for once do like a board wipe deck. I just need to figure out the angle. the angle of which how the deck wins, because just basing it on stealing stuff from people, I don't like that, because then I'm just depending, like, I don't have a win con. How do you win the game? So if I can figure that part out, then I'll probably build this. I got to get a couple things. It can't be just one card is what how I win the game. I need to have a couple options here. So I think this one could be fun, especially wiping the board. So, all right, what is your next pick there, Lau?
Next one I want to talk about is, let's go with, I don't think you picked this one. I'm trying to avoid what you're going to pick here. All right. I'm going to go with
unlike the tournament
Splinter of Seconds.
Damn. All right.
Were you going to get that one?
Yep. That was one of them. I got to pick a different one.
I apologize. Look at this. I can change it. I have a list.
No, that's all right.
You have a list too.
You picked it.
Well, Becca, yeah. Splitter of Seconds, one in a blue and a black and a red, 2/5 Ogre Warlock, Return of Obeka from the original Commander Legends. She has haste. Whenever Obeka deals
menace.
What'd I say? Haste?
Haste.
Why did I say that? I don't know.
I don't know. One letter was the same.
Aneurysm.
A.
Whenever Obeka deals combat damage to a player, you get that many additional upkeep steps after this phase.
That's crazy. There's so many upkeep things.
Awesome.
This seems like so much fun. Like right. It's like, the upkeep cards are going to go crazy for this card right here.
Like, and so I think the question is, yeah, upkeep cards that are really powerful. I think people are really excited about this one and it looks really fun. Just think about do you want a double strike? Do you want to have it deal or do multiple combat steps, attack multiple times to be able to get double strike will get you two.
Right. Upkeeps. Because deals damage to a player. But I thought it was for the amount of damage. Am I not reading that right?
Deals combat damage to a player, you get that many. So it's just combat damage, not saying.
Oh, see, and I was taking it as, and it doesn't even have
power.
Yeah, because then I was like, holy crap, you just pumped the shit out of her and get that many more, upkeeps. But yeah. Whenever it deals combat damage player, you get that many. It's just weird that it's worded that way. Why does it say that many?
Right.
Why doesn't it just say
that many times as many times as you've damaged them?
Whenever it's combat damage player, you get that many.
Because I don't think if you give this +3/+3, you're going to get 5 upkeeps afterwards.
Why not?
I'm pretty sure that's not what's happening.
There is no rules thing down there, but that's how I was. Because
normally
it
would specify its power.
Yeah,
you get as many upkeeps as its power, as much damage as you've dealt, sense. Or
it would reference
the power or the damage.
Right, and but you know what I'm saying? Like it almost seems like they added too many words to make this more confusing. Like you would think it would just say. Whenever it deals combat damage to a player, you get an additional upkeep step, because then it is still referencing 3 players, 3 upkeeps, I think, is what James is saying. But you know what I'm saying?
You'd have to deal damage with Obeka to 3 different players. It's Obeka has to deal the damage to a player.
Right.
And then it's saying you get that many additional upkeeps. And so it's referencing the damage that it does. Not how much or its power.
But that's what I'm saying is they made it almost more confusing because it says you get that many additional upkeep steps.
Right.
I would agree.
It should just say whenever it deals damage.
Deals damage, you get an additional upkeep step. Because then it still takes into account double strike, because...
It's doing damage again, but
they do that occasionally. I'm just saying they add words in and they really mean what you're saying, but then it makes it fucking really confusing for others. Especially with new cards. It's that's how I was taking it is that if it hits, you're at least getting 2 upkeeps. That's how I was always thinking it. So either way, this is
multiple upkeeps is sweet.
Yes, yes.
Let's go with that.
I think this is going to be a fun one. That's going to be built a lot.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so that was my next one I was going to say. And there goes Riku, so I can't do that one.
You put Riku on your list?
Yes, I like it. Okay. How much? Okay, so Travis Knight is saying.
All right, so they're saying that the power.
Huh. Okay, all so right. It is. That's why I was like, it's worded really weird for if it was just damage. So this is where I was thinking if you made this a Voltron type thing, think of that. If you're pumping her up and she's, and then you're adding that double strike on there, how many freaking upkeeps you'll get. I mean, the thing is, it's an upkeep. So it's not like you're getting extra turns. You're just getting that upkeep step. It's not getting you extra attacks and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're not getting
it moves on it.
Draw. You're just getting the upkeep steps, but you're getting it right after
the attack.
Yeah,
after
I mean, that phase. That seems quite good if you're getting it off the power, as it does. I'm getting overwhelmed at this point. but no, that like, seems crazy at how many upkeeps you could be getting.
Yeah, but you got to think of, it makes sense. Like, there isn't a lot of, I mean, there is a lot of upkeep cards, but to base the deck, I mean, this is the first time we're dealing with a commander that's, well, not first time. We have other stuff that deals with upkeep, but not like this, not where you're getting this amount. This one's going to be nuts. I think
that seems like it's going to.
I think in really commander games, it's going to piss people off because it's like, okay, first upkeep.
Yeah, tons second of
second upkeep. Third.
I'm actually surprised this wouldn't be mythic if that's the case. That's the other thing that I was playing in. Like, as a rare, I can't. It feels weird to say, I'm going to get five extra upkeeps after this combat step. You're like, what? Holy moly. Yeah.
Well, just two. But you're saying,
yeah,
if you're
but all you got to do is slap plenty of equipment that give a little bit of a boost or double strike or, you know, that sword that can come down at instant speed +1/+1 trample double strike. Like,
so I think you do this one as a Voltron and just the deck is stacked with the upkeep stuff. You let the upkeep stuff and you just swing through with just this one, protect it, make sure it stays alive and.
Right, so Voltron upkeep, so like plenty of enchantments and artifacts that are out there that like create tokens on your upkeep.
Right.
Damage on upkeep. Yeah, I mean, that seems
I can see wild. I can see your brain juices going right now. Well, you're like, maybe this is the one I want to build next.
I've been building 2% lately anyway, so this definitely could be there.
Oh, good for you.
I already called one, so if you're going to call dibs on something, you let me know, and then I'll work around it. But
that's all right.
This one does seem wild.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Okay, so the next one, I guess, since these two were taken, I'm going to do breaches. Or not do it, but I like this one as one of the commanders. So it's one colorless, one blue, one red, a goblin pirate. It has menace. It's a 3/3. Whenever you cast your second spell each turn, you may sacrifice an artifact. If you do, flip a coin. When you win the flip, copy that spell. You may choose new targets for that copy. If you lose the flip, breaches deals a damage equal to that spell's mono value to any target. So I guess what my thought in this is that you're either casting the zero drop artifacts for your first spell, sacrificing those when you cast your actual spell, and then either getting a duplicate of that spell, or you're doing damage, you know, those spells being a little bit higher. I think this could be a lot of fun that you're throwing out artifacts that you can sacrifice that you don't really care about, the zero drops, the one drops, or the ones that you get benefits from ETBs. Or leaving the battlefield, like the whatchamacallit, the two drop, drawing a card, and when it leaves, you draw a card. You know that artifact, the
Wellspring, Mycosynth.
Yes.
Wellspring.
Yep. So like stuff like that, you're throwing Wellspring? That out there.
One of those two.
Ichor. Yep. Ichor. Wellspring. Yep. That sounds right. Throwing things like that out there, you're getting a benefit from them, but then having the other spells be either quite not large, but you know a good hefty amount of mana. That if you're able to double them, that's great. If not, you're able to wipe things out or take out players. I think this one could be a lot of fun, a Spellslinger artifact-ish deck. I don't know if I'll build this one, if it's my favorite out of...
So this is the one that I was thinking like Cascade would be really good with.
Oh, that's a good point too.
So yeah, you just Cascade into the first one. The problem is that you got to have artifacts in play. Right. I think I remember looking at this and going, oh, that's sweet. And then just going, man, there's a lot of like... if then parts of this, if you cast a second spell, then you sacrifice an artifact. If you even have one. And
that's why I was thinking a lot of
you
the...
have to flip a coin. And if you win, this happens. And if you lose, that happens. And if it can't, you know, if you're sacking the artifact and you lose, and if it's a treasure or a clue or whatever, no damage.
That's what I was going to say. You could really generate a lot if you're playing this as a treasure kind of deck.
Yeah, but it doesn't do any damage. Right.
No. The treasure is the one that you sacrifice. The spell is the thing that deals the damage. So your second spell is what you're And if you're using treasures, you know, you're able to have ramp that's out there. Sacrifice those, or sacrifice one of those, tap others to cast bigger spells that do crazier shit or more damage. Winning and losing the flip is not a bad thing in this. Like, you're either spot removal or player removal.
I'm just saying, or you're duplicating your steps here, and I don't know if I want to just do all of it and think that hard.
What you're actually saying is there's a lot of words on here, right. And that's what you
didn't. That's what I meant.
I don't want to read. but yeah, I think this one could be a lot of fun. I dig this one.
It does seem
there's
cool.
A potential for this. Yeah. So what is your next one, Lowry? And then I could open up another beer.
I'm giving you this one. I'm very certain you're going to pick that.
I don't know. I don't really have.
No way. I just don't. I have these two. I'm going to go with Garrod, Mirror of the Wilds. G-H-I-R-E-D. The other one, yeah. So red and a green and a white, 3/3 human shaman has haste, and then non-token creatures you control have tap. Create a token that's a copy of target token you control that ETB'd this turn. That seems wild. That seems so cool.
I had this one on the short list originally.
Mm-hmm.
The problems I'm having with it. Is it okay? So your non-token creatures tap to create tokens of a target token creature
that ETB.
It's not of a yes. Yep. So that's the part that's hard. I originally was thinking it was tap your non-token creatures can tap to make a token of a creature that entered, but it's specifically saying token creatures.
Yep.
So it is putting an angle that you need to look into more. Yeah. Makes it a little bit more hoops to jump through. It's definitely doable. It's just. That's what drew me back. Like, I was like, oh, never mind. It wasn't what I was thinking. And so I moved along.
I think
not saying it's bad. I think it could be fun.
And so if you have five non-token creatures that are in play and a token comes into play, you tap them all and you get five tokens.
Right.
That seems wild. And you can just have a bunch of creatures that give you mana, generate mana or, you know, tokens themselves. And then everything else just... This one seems dirty. And you could do that on other people's turns if you're able to create a token, Seedborn Muse, or anything that taps and untaps stuff. Like, this seems like a token generator if you have the right balance on, like, token, non-token creatures. So this is one that has a strong potential to build with as well. So I really, really like all these other legends. So I think they did a great job with this set. I'm super stoked for it. What's your next one?
I don't know. What is that one? I don't even remember what this one is, but I put it on there last.
Pick the black.
No, I didn't even put that on here. What? I have a couple that are legends that I like that are four decks, and I just want to say them and not they're not going to be commanders. But I like the new what is it? The new ninja dude, Saratu, whatever his name is, Satoru?
Yeah, Umezawa.
The infiltrator dude. That one seems pretty good for Yuriko. Roxanne is going to fit.
How about you save
this
for the end? What if I want to talk about some of these? I still have two left.
Well, I want to steal something from you. So
clearly.
All right. Well, I'll do. What did this one? Oh, okay. Well, this one seemed interesting. I like this one. It popped up on the Discord. It's another spell slinger. So it's the same one as the last color that I did. So it's Lya Undefeated Slick Lila? Shot. Lila.
That's an L.
Lila.
L I L A.
Well, hit your damn button. The Malorto meter, Scott, is.
Sorry.
Is at that $10 mark still. So we are still sitting there. So any little dents here. I think the thing is we just need some dents to get it up there so people are more willing to jump in on that. Not saying you need to. Just that's where it's at. So this is one colorless, one blue, one red, 3/3, human rogue. It has prowess. Whenever you cast a multicolored instant or sorcery spell from your hand, exile that spell instead of putting it in the graveyard as it resolves. If you do, it becomes plotted. What plotted is a new thing with this set. It's you may cast it. Oh, sorry. plot of what it is you pay that mana cost or do whatever. It gets exiled, and then at sorcery speed on a different turn, you can play that for free. So basically, you're getting rebound off of your spells that you can do at any time. And rebound is going to come back next turn. This is you get to choose when you want. So you could stack this up to have a bunch of spells hit at once.
Yeah, great for storm.
And prowess. It's going to be awesome with this. You're casting these later. You're getting a duplicate of all your spells. So kind of similar to my last commander. So I'm not going to build them both that they're spell slinger-ish decks. But I think that they're both pretty strong. This is only a 3-drop. Gets bigger as it goes. You could make this almost a Voltron-y deck because of the prowess and because of that. But it is a multicolor instant or sorcery spell. So they do put a little handcuff on that so you can't do your ponders and your brainstorms and stuff like that. Yeah. So, but there is plenty of red-blue instant and sorcery spells that you could use. So this wasn't the one that I starred, but because you're a thief, I had to pick something. What so I'm just kidding. All right, Larry, what is your next one? Yeah.
So you're saying you're not doing the black white one?
Nope, not doing the black.
You kidding me?
No, because it's going to go in my deck.
You can use that in this. It doesn't have to be something that you're building. It's something legend that you're excited about.
Well, because then I could talk about the other ones, but then it's just boring because like the Magda and then the Roxanne and like I'm more excited for those to be added into my decks that I already have. That's what the end is for. The ones that I'm excited for to go in other decks. But anyways, go ahead. Talk about it.
Talk
about it.
Fibbletib, Lost on the Range, FBLTHP.
Fiddle thip.
Yeah.
What is it? How do you spell it?
FBLTHP.
That's right. Fiddle thip.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. One in a blue for a 1/1 homunculus. Has ward 2. You may look at the top card of your deck at any time. The top card of your deck has plot, which Adam just explained, and the plot cost is equal to its mana cost. And you may plot non-land cards from the top of your library. Now, this is a 99 card for me. I don't want to build the deck. This is how you do it here, Adam, okay? And so
you just steal the good commanders and then save the 99s for later?
No. It's something that I was saving combo for you. I was very sure you'd pick that one. But Flippletib, it's a great card advantage part. Like, it's cheap. I have multiple decks that this can easily go into that I'm excited for. Like,
oh, good.
Thank you. Takasi is going to love this. And then it just legend decks, anything that you feel like you can run through a deck, this is going to be it. And being able to just wait a turn but still move through cards, it's basically a card advantage engine if whatever's advantageous at that point. So I'm a big fan of this one.
I like this.
This might be like my sleeper best card of the set type thing. Like it's 99 cents right now. I plan on picking up a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my thought right there. Like,
yeah.
This feels because
it has protection built in on it, right. And it's with blue, with drawing and all that stuff. Like, yeah, no, this is the plotting, being able to cast those later for spell slinger stuff. Yeah, this is Token Joker donated. Awesome. Thank you, buddy. That's our first one where we actually get the little Malorto meter dudes. Thank you for that donation.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so that
you're
is,
saying you wanted this in your 99 and I stole this from you or what?
No, it's just a good card. I passed on it because it was mono blue and I'm looking for commanders. But I'm going to pick
Legends.
I know, but it's Fave 5. I don't know. I'm thinking commanders. I want to build decks around things.
Silly. What's the last legend you would like to talk about, but not really build,
I feel like,
I guess?
If we don't talk about this, then it's against us being Minnesotans. So Bonnie Paul Clear Cutter, because this is Paul Bunyan and the Blue Ox. This is 3, a green and 2 blue. Giant Scout with reach. It's a 6/5. When Bonnie Paul enters the battlefield, create Bow, a blue ox creature token. This creature's power and toughness is equal to the number of lands you control. Whenever you attack, draw a card, and then you may put a land from your hand onto the battlefield from your hand or from the graveyard onto the battlefield. So, So this is, it's nothing exciting. I'm frozen again.
It's a green card that, or a green blue card that does green blue things.
Yes.
I love the flavor of it, like the Paul Bunyan. And number two posted like that Paul Bunyan had a girlfriend, apparently, that was very big. And he was thinking that it referenced that as well. It might be like a combination because, you know, is that
Token
a second
Joker
time?
Did it again.
A second time.
It's a second time. All right, now we're 80 away from the we're almost done with this segment, so somebody donate 80. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. Because I don't even have any of my drink stuff here.
I did not prep for that.
I mean, I do, at this point. I don't have my cups or anything like that.
I think it's great flavor. I really like a lot of cool stuff in this set, so I'm happy that it exists. I'm glad that you brought it up. It wasn't on my list. I didn't do that.
We had to because we're Minnesotans. We had to bring it up.
You're right.
Oh, Scott, you're coming up as Token Joker? I thought, oh, yeah. You guys with your different names, keep it all the same. I'm just kidding. Thanks, Scott. Thank you so much, buddy. Okay, so what is your last? Oh, really quick, the cool thing about this, I like the part that you can play from your graveyard to the lands. That part I like a lot. You're drawing, and it's whenever you attack. It isn't with just this. You can attack with a chump and you get this benefit. You know, you get to draw a card and then you can play an extra, you can ramp from your graveyard, from your hand. So I think this is a good card in general. I'm not going to build a deck around it, but I think it's a card I'm definitely going to get in the toolbox. So, all right. He's just getting a head start for next week. Thanks, Scott. Not looking forward to next week. It'll be an interesting one after we talk about guys weekend. We're going to be, Probably feeling it from that. Okay, what is your last commander?
Since you're saying you're not going to talk about it, Kambal Profiteering Mayor?
Is it K-A-M-B-A-L?
Yes. It's one and a white and a black for 2/4 human advisor. And then whenever one or more tokens ETB under your opponent's control, for each of them, create a tap token that's a copy of it. This ability triggers only once each turn, and then whenever one or more tokens ETB under your control, each opponent loses one life and you gain one life. This card seems wild.
Yeah, for sure. This is going to my Taysa deck, but it's not replacing Taysa. Like, I like how my Taysa is sitting.
Right. You get a lot of token generation, but also being able to just create tokens off of other people's tokens being generated for each of give me a second.
You only get one or more tokens under your opponent's control for each of them created tap token. But you only do it once, so like if they're doing it multiple times.
Yeah, but if they dockside,
that doesn't really happen. Right.
You get a dockside. Like that seems quite good.
Yeah. No, I'm not denying it. It's just going to go in the nine. It's going in one of my decks.
Yeah.
Like this is for sure going in there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I like it.
Seems wild. This
I like it a lot.
And that's not a once per turn. Like the drain and gain.
Oh, look at Scott's wheeling and dealing. He said anyone who donates $10 in the next 10 minutes, I will match it. I like how you work, Scott.
But there's a lot of legends in here that are really cool and interesting and callbacks to legends that we all know. And maybe love. Are there others that you wanted to bring up real quick? Like you said, Magda, yes. Scorpion Dragons. Let me do,
the Satoru, this one I'm going to put in my Yuriko because it's going to add a little bit more of the draw advantage when I'm ninjutsuing my stuff into play.
Okay.
Because it's whenever when this and or one or more other non-token creatures enters the battlefield under your control, if none of them were cast or no mana was spent to cast them. So ninjutsu is not casting. They're coming into play. You get to draw a card. So that's definitely going in Yuriko. I got three of them.
How do they donate? Is there a link in the notes and then that'll bring you there?
Yes. Yep, you should be able to go in the link below or the tab below, and there is a link to donate there. So the other one is, I mentioned before, this is going to fit perfectly for my Akiri deck because Akiri is red, white, and green, so it fits in with that because I use the green as the partner. But it's Roxanne, Starfell, Savant, and... Oh, Savant, that's you.
Hi.
but when it enters the battlefield or attacks, create a tapped colorless artifact token name Meteorite. The Meteorite enters the battlefield that deals 2 damage to any target, and then you can tap it for any 1 mana of any color. And then whenever you tap an artifact token for mana, treasure tokens in Akiri, which is perfect, add 1 mana of any type that artifact token could produce. So it's doing 2-for-1 for that. So that's going to be perfect in that deck. And then the last thing is Magda. We got our Magda's, new...
Those are... Roxanne and Magda were the other ones that I thought were really cool. But Scorpion Dragons is such a cool idea. What does this one do?
Yeah. So this one is whenever you commit a crime...
Which is target an opponent or one of their creatures.
Or their graveyard committing a crime. Right. Yep. You create a tapped treasure token. So they're trying to get away from abusing the shit out of treasure. So they're making them tapped. It only triggers once each turn, but you can sacrifice 3 treasures, create a 4/4 red scorpion dragon creature token with flying, and it has haste. You can activate it only as a sorcery, but you can do it multiple times. So Magda, that's going to go perfect in my Magda deck that I never play because everybody hates it, but it's going to go in there because it's just perfect because it's also a dwarf. So, So those are the 3. And then the one that you talked about just a little bit ago, that's definitely going to my Taysa deck. So is there other ones that you would like to
We had everyone that was on my list, so I'm good to go.
Oh, good for you.
No, you did too. You got to talk about it. So there's... Yeah. I'm excited for this one. This feels very like March of the
Machines. What are you most excited for?
What's that?
What is the one that you're most excited for now? Now that we've gone through them, are you more excited for Rebecca or are you more excited for Riku?
You know, now I know you after we've talked about it, I'm still really excited about Riku. Obeka, my level went up a bit, and Vraska. I think that'll be exciting to see what you do with that. Like,
yeah, and I think that's the one that I'm going to build. Like, that's the one out of the one that I like. Like, board wipes.
Yeah. Garrett and Combal still seem pretty wild to me, though, too. Mm. So, like...
Well, I think out of the cards, the... Fiddle Thip, whatever, is the best one. Like, I think that's the best. Like you said, Sleeper. I think that one is one of the best. Is that what did I say wrong?
Yeah, no. I think. Okay. I mean, there's a difference between the best Sleeper and the best card, right?
No. But I'm saying, like, that one, I think that one's going to do some damage. Like, that thing is going to be used a lot more than people think. You know,
I think a lot of it is like, that's an easy pickup.
I also think it's because of the meme of it. You know, it's Fiddle Thip. Like, that's the thing. And, like, you don't realize that's actually really good what it's doing. All the abilities. It has protection of itself, and then it does all that stuff with it. Like, it's, Travis did it. Shit. Oh, next week, Lowry, we have to be prepared.
How much is
we
that?
10. Thank you. Thank you, Trav. $10. $10. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, jeez.
that means... Scott is probably going to do it. He did it within 10 minutes. He called you on it. All right.
Going to be at 60.
All right. So that was everything. If you guys have some just commanders you're excited for, please leave that in the comments. I'd love to see what other people are excited to build. If anything, or maybe there isn't anything in this set that you like, but there's a lot of stuff in this stuff, I think. So I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
I would say.
There we go. All right, let's get to our Stump the Smith Savant. Let's see, where's our button? And here we go. It's time for everyone's favorite game show, Stump the Smith Savant. It's going to be weird because I'm not going to be able to... Oh, there it went. Token Joker. Yes. Thank you, Scott. All right, we are only, what are we away? We are $60 away next week. If anybody hits that, we will be doing that disgusting Malort drink, which is... Oh, that last one did not go down very good. So, okay. So if you guys don't know how this game works, I am going to read the flavor text of a card, and Larry's going to try to guess the card by asking yes or no questions. Every yes, I hear this.
Hello, boobies.
Every no, I'll hear this.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
He will get up to 5 wrong guesses before he is considered stumped. He gets up to 3 clues. If he can get everything about the card, but can't get what the card name is, he will get the initials of the card. If he has a clue left over, he'll get a bonus clue, which should help give it away. The card has to be in at least 10,000 EDH rec decks. You have to either shoot me a message on Discord if you're part of the Discord, or if you're not, which anybody can play this, you can email us at commandersmiths@gmail.com. Again, we're not low, but we're getting lower. So people that just submitted have been drawn. So I would highly recommend start getting those suggestions in, because at the end of this, we'll draw a name again if he wins or loses. So yeah, just get your guys' names in there. If you lose, are we wanting to do what you kind of were mentioning, what we were chatting about?
Or do we
wait on that?
It doesn't matter. If they have the ability, you can send in your own art and we'll turn it into a token and or
we'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of taking over Hatchmandu's proxy that he made, and he makes stuff like that. And I'm doing it with my boys. So the worse the art, if you want, you can design, and I will make that a proxy for you, and then we can do that too. So that might be easier, to be honest with you. This is like on-air production stuff here. But it might be easier for people because like the mailing it in is a little more difficult.
That's a step. I agree.
Yeah. Whereas if they're just drawing a picture and emailing it to us, that might be a lot easier. So that is also an option. And then also your art will get featured. We will show that off on the podcast. So I think that's a new little twist we're going to add for this. The chat has been eliminated. So the chat can play along to see if they can beat Lowry to the punch. Like I mentioned before, we have Arch Chaos 15 is the stumper. We have 2 Anties in for the prize. So it is that Meticulous Archive that's in foil and the proxy of Trouble in Pairs, which we know what happened this week with Trouble in Pairs. If you didn't know, the artist that did the original work stole from a bunch of different artists. And this proxy is probably less stolen from because I only stole it from one artist. It's all one, but it's a proxy. Don't sell it and not making money off of it. It's just a giveaway stuff. So, okay. I think that's it. One more thing. Lowry is 84-28. And this is round 28, week 5. So 2 more weeks and we get a new, ante. All right, here we go. Let me pull this up here. I've only read through this once. So get ready to hit that button because it's a long
one. Do it.
Sorry.
I can't even read.
Thank you. Now, remember, under no circumstances should you utter the word geyser in the same room as, Bind Lahame Upper City Merchant. Now, remember, under no circumstances should you utter the word geyser in the same room as, Bind Lahame Upper City Merchant.
I have no idea. Other than geyser would tend to be some type of like non-permanent spell and potentially linked to like red or blue. Because there's like mana geyser, but geysers are. Bindelheim? Ham? That doesn't do anything for me. Upper City Merchant. Upper City could be like Mercadia, potentially Ravnica. Like cities.
Scott. No, that is not the right.
Okay.
Sorry. Keep going.
Let's go with, is this a non-permanent spell?
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Not doing so well there, Lowry. All right. Let's go with the first clue, I guess.
Renshai's guessing all his cards that he's entered. The art features a pedestal in the middle of a dining room with a pitcher full of liquid sitting on top of it. The art features a pedestal in the middle of a dining room with a pitcher full of liquid sitting on top of it. Like the pitcher, the liquid isn't sitting on top of the pitcher. The pitcher is full of liquid. It's sitting on top of the pedestal. That's what I meant to say. And as I read it, it didn't sound like that.
All right. Now, remember, under no circumstances should you utter the word geyser in the same room as...
Renshai, you can't talk shit to Lowry when he can't read it. That's
you. It's like, I'm basically deaf right now. So right. You're like talking shit to me and I have no idea.
Don't say that about his mom. And I'm just kidding. Yes, Renshai just got it, actually.
There you go. Nice job. Upper City Merchant. Okay, so we know it's a permanent nice spell. Is it blue and or red color identity?
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Oh, goodness.
You don't normally get too wrong. Right,
yeah,
off.
I'm nowhere. Okay, so it's potentially colorless as like an artifact. What's the first clue, please?
The art features a pedestal in the middle of a dining room with a pitcher full of liquid sitting on top of it.
And I assume he says geyser, this person, and then the thing goes off, but it's a permanent spell. Can I get a second clue, please?
This might help you a little bit. The text features an exception to break the rules of magic, plus a tap ability that works best with 2+ color decks. The text features an exception to break the rules of magic, plus a tap ability that works in 2+ color decks. Works best in 2+ color decks. It works in any color deck, but it works best with 2+.
I would like to say that all cards break the rules. There is base rules, and then everything else that lets you do something basically is breaking it. So, no, didn't help me.
No, okay, so, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you have your basic rules of Commander or Magic. This allows you to bend one of those rules that is in every game. You get what I'm saying there?
Like, I don't.
Giving you exceptions. Like when you do, like, you can have more than 100 cards in your deck. Right. Or you can
more
have
cards
more
in
than
your hand, like, play more lands, cast spells for free.
Right.
There's
a lot of them.
Most cards allow you to bend or break rules of the basics of the game.
But the second part of this is what should help figure out things. Anyways, I shouldn't give things away like that. I'm making them very, because I feel like this is, you're going to get it when you get to the third clue. And so I'm making it very tricky for you to try to get this right now.
All right. Now remember, under no circumstances should you utter the word geyser.
Travis, I agree with what you're saying there. It's a card.
It's a card.
A lot. Great. I was like about to say more.
Same
but
room
I don't.
As Oblast it. Bendelheim, Upper City Merchant. We know it's a permanent card. I got, and then we know that it bends and or breaks the rules, and it has a tap ability best for 2+
plus color decks.
2-color decks.
2+ color.
2+.
But
generally when you're talking about colors, like multiple, that's probably mana related. Bending or breaking, you know, breaking the rules, that part. I don't know how much I might be like an artifact. Is it? I could be a land though too.
It's so different not having. I can't hear the music. So it feels really silent when you're not talking. But normally I can hear what everybody else is hearing. I'm like, fuck, it's so quiet. I feel like I need to say something.
Is it... is it an artifact and or land?
Hello, boobies.
Hey, your first boobies.
I have... It's an artifact and or land.
Getting my next beer.
Likely dealing with mana of some type. I'll take the third clue, please.
This is going to help you. You ready? This card, get ready for this, is in 168,000 EDH rec decks. Was first printed. This is why you are having trouble with it. First printed in Battle for Baldur's Gate, and only printed there. And most seen in Shieldred the Apocalypse decks. Oh, RoboCop, you got it there too. Oh, wait, I see what you did there. Never mind. He was doing a little clue thing there. Does that help at all?
Maybe.
Let me read that again. This card is in 168,000 EDH rec decks. You already established it's either an artifact or a land. First printed in Battle for Baldur's Gate, and only printed there. And most seen in Shieldred the Apocalypse decks, which is the Shieldred that when you draw, they lose. You gain two life, they lose two life.
I think where I am struggling with is I think... I probably got the old school art version of this rather than the art that you described, if that makes sense. So it's like the art on the page, and so that's where I'm going to have a disconnect.
That one doesn't have flavor text.
That's a good point.
But it doesn't matter there, but.
This is an artifact.
Hello, boobies.
Three mana.
Hello, boobies.
Taps to give you a color of any that you choose.
Hello, boobies.
That's the rules it breaks.
You have no hand size.
Maximum hand size.
Hello, boobies.
All right. Here is the long ass initials. D. Yeah,
okay.
No, you got it.
I first word's decanter.
There you go.
Hello, boobies.
D-O-E-W.
What's the last one? W?
D-O-E-W.
D-O-E-W. D-O-E-W.
This was in my, I think it was in our top 10 when we did that Baldur's Gate.
I mean,
because I put this in so many fucking texts. Yeah.
I mean, when you're comparable to Thought Vessel, you're probably going to be pretty good.
Because it's the fact that it's any color. So like when you're playing multiple colors, it's like, I take this over Thought Vessel.
Did we pick this in the 3-mana rock tournament? We didn't?
I picked it. Yeah, I picked it.
Decanter of? D-O. O is of.
Hello, boobies.
I have a delay. I'm going to shake my head. There it goes.
Can you, read through everything?
Everything. Yeah. Okay. For people that are listening, now remember, under no circumstances should you utter the word geyser in the same room as, blast it. Bindelheim, Heim, Upper City Merchant. First clue is the art features a pedestal in the middle of a dining room with a pitcher full of liquid sitting on top of it. The text features an exception to break the rules of magic plus a tap ability that works best in 2+ color decks. You already figured that out. Both of those out. This card isn't in 168,000 EDH rec decks. First and only printed in Battle for Baldur's Gate. And most seen in Shieldred, the Apocalypse decks. The initials are D-O-E-W. And we have decanter of, we don't know what E and W are. RoboCop has the E. He knows what the card is. I was just helping the chat out there.
I think...
it'd be funny if last week you had no idea and I was about ready to call it and then you pulled it out of your butthole. And if this week you're so close,
no, I just can't
with only
there.
Two wrong and you can't get those the E-E-W.
I have an idea. I think, is it decanter of endless waters? Water?
There we go. I'll give it
hello,
that.
Hello, boobies.
There you go. I was like, ah.
Yeah, I don't recognize that art. I have the yellow page.
Yeah, one. I do too. I have the other one too. Let's see. Oh, I have to get this bigger.
Jeez, I was so lost there for way too long. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that's
I was
one
making
I
it. Yeah, this is one I have too. I was making it super difficult because I was like, you're going to get it when it gets the 168,000 EDH rec decks and Baldur's Gate. Like, there is only a few. Not there. Baldur's Gate had good cards, but like at 168,000, there's only a few cards that you can think
of. Yeah, I mean, this isn't something that I've used because I generally just play a bunch of cards instead of having more cards than I need. So
yeah, good for you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I play this when in most of my decks because we don't tutor and stuff and we draw a lot. So there's a lot of times I have an abundance of cards in my hand.
Oh,
so I always
good
try to,
for you.
Yeah, thank you. So, all right, Mr. Archmage. Wait, Arch Chaos, sorry. Arch Chaos 15. If you want... you could send us a nice sweet art of this and I could turn that into a proxy. We can kind of feature that. Mm-hmm. I'd actually like to have a proxy of this one because I've been having to keep, I have to keep buying more of this because I play it in so many decks. But it'd be nice to feature off one of your arts. Otherwise you can send us the signed copies of that. Let me get to the drawing for next week, which I have a sneaking suspicion that it might be a Malort week. We're getting almost to that halfway mark because of, thank you, Scott, and thank you, Travis, for that. All right, so this next stumper, we got a green one, so it's an old school one, is going to be Jonah James is our next stumper for next week, and that will be week 6. So if Lowry does not get stumped next week, we will add a card to the ante. All right, gang, thank you guys for sticking with us. I know we got a little late on that one, or started a little late on that one, but we got it up and running, so that's good because I was not looking forward to doing this on a Tuesday, but that's all right. All right, gang, that should do it for this week. We will catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
I love boobs. I'm talking tatas. I love boobs. I'm bonkers for honkers. I love boobs. Thanks for the mammaries. I love boobs.
Oh, and I totally didn't even like do all the announcement of everybody that was doing stuff. Thank you guys all for watching. Oh, shit.